This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton and joined once again by Niels, Jones and Atkinson just to basically pour over Jürgen's press conference earlier today ahead of the fixture away at Molineux. He seemed a little bit lively today, didn't he? A little bit lively, but not in a combative sense, but almost in a... He seemed positive. There was loads of energy in the room. And yeah. I think that that's one of the... I know we mentioned on previous shows, but that's one of the differences I've noticed this season. He seems a lot more energetic, a lot more, I wouldn't say after, but in the moment.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I think he was well rested after the international break, wasn't he? I think he'd had a couple of weeks to sort of get ready to go back in. I think he actually said, didn't he? He said we wanted to sort of carry on after the Villa game. We probably didn't come at a good time for us, the international break. So I definitely do believe that, and I've said that on a previous show, that I think he believes it, but I think he's also making sure that it was reinforced at every opportunity that this is to be, you know, maybe he's been reading Akko stuff, but this is a season to be attacked and enjoyed and sort of, you know, come along for the ride type of thing. And yeah, there was a few topics, wasn't there, that sort of got him to bite. Or, you know, whether you'd agree or not with some of the manner in which he responded, but it was definitely went short of lines, as they say in the industry.
So we're not going to go through it chronologically, but we will start with some of the stuff. The press conference opened up with he was asked about Trent, and it was weird the nature of his answer, because I thought the way he just said no, I just thought, oh, he's relaxed about it, because he didn't seem to go, oh no, and they went, nah, just straight off the bat, not available. Not too bad, didn't seem too concerned. But given the form that Trent's been in, and, you know, and maybe overreported because it's Trent, it is a bit of a blow, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think what he answered the question literally, didn't he? He said, have you got any concerns about Trent over the weekend? And he said, no, because he's definitely out. He sort of said, I've got no concerns about him because there's no doubt that he's out. He was training, wasn't he? You know, you saw him with his boots on yesterday at the Axis, so it does suggest that he's not far away. I think he said they'll do ball work next week. So you'd probably say he'd have sat out the Europa League game anyway, and then you'd look at getting him in for West Ham. You're right, though, it is a blow, isn't it? I mean, you can talk, and we all, I think we all were in agreement that Joe Gomez played really well in the last game, and it's a fine player when he plays well. But he's not Trent. Nobody's Trent, so... Klopp said that, I think there was a line, he said, find me a passer like Trent, and, you know,
I'll pick him.
I think he basically said, give me his number, didn't he? He said, yeah, we'll sign him up. So it does impact Liverpool more so than, for example, Robertson getting injured, or even Van Dijk being suspended. I think it has a greater structural impact, or potential creative impact, on Liverpool.